يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح مددي يا أبا صالح.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم ووصم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه وكل نفس ضائقة الموت، فقال كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى، وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إذا رأيت ثم رأيت نعيما وملكا كبيرا وعاليهم ثياب سندس خضر واستبرق وحلوا من فقوة وسقاهم ربهم شرابا طهورا إن هذا كان لكم جزاء وكان سعيكم مشكورا صدق الله العلي العظيم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة وأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, let us think about the reminders of Quran. As when Quran reminds, it's best of the tadhkira, and he has asked us, فَذَكِّرْ إِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. You remind other people, because reminder is good for mu'mineen, it's beneficial. The one who reminds, it's good for him. Those who hear the reminders, that is good for them as well. We are all to be addressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the verses of Surah Mubarakah Al-Insan, we were looking at the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the paradise, that how Allah is going to bless in the paradise and when we reach the heaven. The verse that I recited, it says that they will find blessing everywhere. إِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثُمَّ رَأَيْتَ. Wherever you see, on whatever side you see, you look at that, and then again you look at that. رَأَيْتَ النَّعِيمَ. You will only find blessing, nothing else. So the world of paradise is full of blessing. It's only ni'mat. It's under the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's under the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't find any misfortune, any sickness, any illness, any disease, any hatred, any hypocrisy, nothing. إِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثُمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا. You'll find only ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who can be patient in this world and strives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, he will be surrounded with the blessings, and he himself and she himself becomes one of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be shadowed by the mercy of Allah, rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Living under the mercy, one of the qualities of Allah is Rahim, that His compassionate and mercy is only for the believers. There is a rahmat, there is a general rahmat, Rahman, for every creature in this world. Even stones, they receive the rahmat of Allah. Please say salawat. But there is a rahmat that is specified for the believers. That is why in Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, two types of the rahmat are being mentioned. One is general, overwhelming rahmat, that all the creatures, heaven and earth, they receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is no mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, water cannot flow. These green trees cannot stay green. Any blessing that we say, it's because of rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is a specific rahmat, that is rahmat of being Rahim, rahmat of Iman, rahmat of faith. This rahmat of faith is going to be compensated in the other world with Na'im, being full of the blessing. إِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثُمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا. You will only see, so you look around and see only the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا. And a greater kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will see a greater kingdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world, many of those who wanted and tried to make this world as their kingdom, but they are being vanished. They thought this kingdom is their kingdom, but it's not. Fir'aun thought it's his kingdom, but that is not his. Namrud, he thought like that. Any ruler that comes, they thought that this is their world, and they can change it as they like, but it's not their kingdom. It's kingdom of Allah. It's sovereignty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in other world, one is going to see the sovereignty and the kingdom of his Lord, Mulkan Kabira, a greater kingdom, which has Prophets and Ahlul Bayt, which has believers, that is kingdom for Abrar, the good doers. There are all the sides you will find, only the faithful. Aliyahum thiyabun sundusin khudrin wa istabraq wa hullu min fiqwatin wa saqahum rabbuhum sharaban tahura. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even have spoken about the garments of the people in paradise. What kind of garments they are going to wear? It's been said green garments are going to be provided. Green and silky garments. Garments that have lines of the gold and silver that are filled with that. And they are silky. So beauty of those garments also is being mentioned. And something that is going to be provided as a drink in the other world that one can enjoy, that is called sharab al-tuhura, a drink that is purifier. When one is going to drink that, after that there will be no illness in the heart. There will be no evil in the heart. Hearts are going to be completely purified. As much as one drinks, he is going to be purified more. Sharab and Tahura is a drink that purifies the hearts. Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu was salam. And said that this is a drink that purifies the heart. It's a purifier because its quality is tahur. If in this world we have been asked to stay in the state of cleanliness, stay in the state of taharat, purify yourself, there is a grant for that. There is a benefit for that. There are blessings for this being purified in this world, staying in the state of taharat. In the other world, it is said that people there, they will be herring in the paradise or in the mahshar, they will be seen with the brightened faces, not white faces, brightened faces. They will be seen with the enlightened faces. And people will ask, who are these? And it will be answered that they are Ummat and nation of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Those who used to wash their faces when they do the wudu. And in wudu, they wash their faces. This washing is going to make brighter in the world, in the other world. That is why we keep saying when we wash. When we wash our face, at that time we keep saying, Allahumma bayyid wajhi yawma taswaddu al-wujuh wa la tusawwid wajhi yawma tabyaddu al-wujuh. Allah brighten my face on the day when faces will become dark. There'll be faces that are going to be dark and hopeless. Hopeless faces. Those who have been hopeless in this world, they'll be hopeless in the other world. It is said some of them, they are going to be stamped on their forehead. Ayyasum min rahmatillah. Completely hopeless. Despair from the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's going to be written down. Stamped on the forehead. Let us stay in the state that on the day of judgment, it's written down that he's enjoying with the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or it's going to be written that sahifatul mu'min. Hubbu Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. Or unwanu sahifatul mu'min. It's been said title for the book of mu'min. Title for the book of deed of mu'min is going to be written down. Hubbu Ali ibn Abi Talib. He's coming with the love of Prophet. He's coming with the love of Amirul Mu'mineen. Love of Ahlul Bayt Ramussalam. How that is going to be written down? If we continue on their path, stay on their path, one day we will enjoy that love. One day it's going to be written down. It's going to be stamped. Those who are going to be hopeless in this world, they are going to be hopeless in the other world. أَمَّا مَنْ كَانَ فِيهَا دَهِ أَحْمَى فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَحْمَى. If somebody is going to make himself blind in this world, in other world also he's going to be blind. But it's going to be worse. But if somebody is going to make himself as follower of Allah, follower of the path of Allah, practices piety in this world, be obedient, follow the path of Amir al-Mu'mineen, in the other world title is going to be given. His book is going to be written down. His book of the deed will have a title. And that title is going to be sufficient. Unwanu sahifatil mu'mini, Hubbu Ali ibn Abi Talib. Yes, brothers and sisters, then Quran has said, Inna hada kana lakum jaza'an wa kana sa'yukum mashkura. You know, the one who has given everything. He gave everything in this world, all the wealth that we have, that is given by him. It is his blessing. But when he wants to take that back, at that time he says, وَمَنْ يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. If you can give me loan, give me loan. Have you ever did, you know, you give to your children and then ask them, can you give me a loan? You say, this is my money. What are you saying? I gave it to you. Right? Even if you gave a little bit, then also it's not yours. This is mine. But see the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See mercy of Allah. After giving everything that we have, nothing is ours. We don't have anything. We do not own anything. But then again, he says, فَمَنْ يُقْرَضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Whosoever gives the loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَرْضِ حَسَنًا. Paradise is one of the blessings of Allah. Of course, it's His blessing that He's providing us. Itself is a blessing. But He does not like to say, I am giving to you paradise. No. He's not saying like that. He says that, إِنَّ هَذَا كَانَ لَكُمْ جَزَاءً. This is reward for you. It's reward for your effort. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. And your efforts are being appreciated. See? He says, actually, I'm not giving anything. It's because of your efforts. It's because of your being obedient. I'm rewarding you something. Anybody did not say, I reward you. This is yours. I'm giving to you. See, it's not being said, I gave it to you. Inna hada kana lakum jaza'an. This is a reward for you. Wa kana sa'yukum mashkura. And your effort is being appreciated. See? How merciful is Lord that we consider sometimes we do not really appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the blessing He has given. When He likes to award, you know, we need to learn from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something that when we like to award, we should not say, I'm giving you award. We should say, this is because of your efforts. That is what we need to learn. And appreciation itself is one of the tradition of Allah. It's a sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sunnah ilahi. Whenever you see from somebody, if somebody does a good action, if somebody has done something to you, be thankful. Appreciate them. Because the person who does not appreciate people in this world, he does not appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ الْمَخْلُوقِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ الْخَالِقِ. If somebody cannot appreciate his people, if somebody cannot appreciate his colleagues, those who work with him, those who live with him, they are equal to him, how is he going to appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He's not going to appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This requires a character. It is a akhlaq. Akhlaq of mu'min has to be akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah. In hadith it's been said, takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah. Make your akhlaq according to akhlaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As He forgives, you need to be forgiving. Sometimes forgets, many things He forgets. You need to forget sometimes. He awards, rewards. You should be awarding, rewarding. And sometimes there has to be punishment as well. Because there is also needed for people and for stability, for the system, it is also needed. That is why we need to also have that part as well. Only mercy is not sufficient. But when He likes to punish, at that time He says that my rahmat is overwhelming. It's not a punish. Because I don't hate anybody, but I would like to train them. Rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. My rahmat is overwhelming. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah surround us in the blessings in the other world. I ask Allah, may Allah provide us opportunity to live under His kingdom. I ask Allah that He provide us best of the garments in the other world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us sharab and tuhura. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give reward to every action and every good deed that we make in this world. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'fu 'anna fid dunya wal akhirah innaka 'ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا الله أكبر اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحي آثار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله once again by advising myself and all of you to practice the piety as we are reaching to the week that is week for the mourning, a week to commemorate the demise of the personality that was the source of creation, that was the reason of creation. Our condolences to Imam of the Age and condolences to all Mu'minin Mu'minat for the demise of Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi. And also we have martyrdom and commemoration for the martyrdom of our second Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba Alayhi Salatu Wassalam. And according to one of the narrations, final days of month of Safar is a commemoration for the martyrdom of our 8th Imam Ali ibn Ridha alayhi salatu wassalam. One of the things that I would like to emphasize to the community that unfortunately sometimes Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, is not being regarded in our communities. And his personality sometime may be forgotten. When days come to commemorate the Prophet, peace be upon him, at that time we need to give as much as importance as we can. We should give importance to the night and day of demise of Prophet, peace be upon him. If it comes the birth of Prophet, peace be upon him, then also we need to give as much importance as we give to anybody else. All of the A'imma alayhim salam. Yes, we believe in A'imma alayhim salam. We are the followers of A'imma alayhim salam. But all A'imma alayhim salam, they are deputy of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. He is the reason for imamate of every imam. He is father of all A'imma alayhim salam. He is the father of infallibility. And he is even the source of prophethood of all the prophets in the past. That all prophets, they accepted his prophethood, and then they became prophet. And all Aimma alayhim salam, they admitted his prophethood, then they became imams. They followed his path. They were only continuing the path of Prophet, peace be upon him, teaching the people, teaching the Prophet, peace be upon him. They had the sciences of the Prophet, peace be upon him. He was the one who taught all the sciences to Aimma alayhim salam, all the source of the knowledge of Aimma alayhim salam. That is why we really need to commemorate this day, and I will request community, brothers and sisters, youth and old, everybody, we should get together during this week and commemorate and regard Prophet, peace be upon him, all 3 days, inshallah, with all other personalities, and especially the martyrdom of Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba and Imam Ridha alayhi salam. As you all know, that past week our Al-Hadi school had organized a play that many of our community members, they have participated in that. I would really like to appreciate administration of the school, school staff, and especially those children who have played their role in this great play that was a learning curve for whole community, and especially for our children. Their roles are appreciated, and I pray may Allah reward them best of the rewards. This is one of the best way to teach our children. As I've said in the past, that a scholar can speak and a scholar can write, but the one who acts upon that and plays a role, his role is important than any writing and any speech, because somebody is going to speak, he cannot portray as it is in the history. And somebody who writes, then also he's going to write something, but the one who is acting upon that, he's acting with the dress, with his actions, with speaking. With all actions, he would like to stand like that, and that it requires really a courage. And I believe that we need to make an effort that, inshallah, organizing such events in the future as well, that our children can learn from that, and they can also enjoy at the same time. So as it's entertainment, at the same time it's a learning as well. Alhamdulillah, whole community supported that event, and we support the school. We pray for them that may Allah make our school more successful and give them more blessings in the future. Our community also supported another event that was great event for the unity of our community in Houston. That was Julus, or procession of Arba'een, in downtown Houston. Alhamdulillah, our majority of the community was present, and most of the centers, they participated in that. They got together, and this unity is a blessing. That even if we cannot give any message to anybody else, sometimes we start thinking that we should give message outside. Not necessary that all the time we have to give message to the outside. Yes, one of the motives, it has to be that we are giving message to the outside community, but at least if we could give a message to our young generation, our youth, that we can stand together, we can stand shoulder to shoulder, that is a great message. If they have this confidence that all the centers and all community, they can stand together, that, believe me, that is one of the great achievement. It is going to give them a sense for the future, and it is going to make their faith stronger. And if they see us segregated all the time and disunited, that weakens the faith of our youth. In order to strengthen their faith, it is important that we need to stand together. Sometimes we should have those events that all the centers, they can be together and they can sit together and perform some of the practices, inshallah. Dear brothers and sisters, as you have heard in the past few days, in Pakistan there was the worst event that has taken place, one of the greatest tragedy, attack on an army school in Peshawar. Although it is said that that was a reaction of operation that was happening in the past from the army, and because armed forces, they were having an operation in various parts of the country by attacking on the Taliban forces, and they have taken the revenge of that. I really do not believe in that, because there is a larger aim and objective for those kind of events. That is not only happening in Pakistan that we can say that it's happening because they have attacked over there. These are organized and completely led by the international agencies and international organizations, those who are leading those efforts. It's not happening in Pakistan, of course. If you just look today, for example, it is said in the newspaper that 150 women, 150 women are being killed by the Daesh only because they did not accept for jihad bin nikah. They did not accept, they are being slaughtered. 150, just in one day. Can you imagine? So it's not Pakistani army it's doing over there, operation is happening. Or for example, when they attacked on the Mosul, and they attacked in various parts, at that time, who was attacking on them? Who was killing them? And why we can say that this is because of the resistance, it's resistance. Many people, they like to make reasons. They would like to provide reasons, unfortunately. And today still they are providing reasons for Taliban, that Taliban are doing for a reason. They're slaughtering the little children and young people in that country, and some of the people, they try to bring some sort of reason, and evidence is that their direction, it has some reason. So let me tell you what they have done. Let's look at the depth of this tragedy that has happened. Eyewitnesses, they have said that they killed a 2 years old child. A 2 years old child. A child resisted. He had a chair, and he took that chair and he hit back. And they shot in his eyes, that is child. And because of his resistance, they have killed him. First of all, they hit him in his eyes. A teacher that resisted, they killed all his class, all the students of his class. After killing them, then they slaughtered that teacher. They burnt his body. Can you imagine? Is this resistance? Is this reaction? Principal ran away. She was a lady. She got scared. She started running away. She went in the office. She tried to hide herself. And then they had burnt her inside that. She tried to hide herself. They have thrown a grenade on her, and she died inside. Even she locked herself. She could not survive. Children, they were running around. They were trying to find a place where they can be safe, and there was no safe place for them. They were scared. And today, those children who are in hospitals, if you hear their stories, then you will cry. Anybody who has heart, anybody who is human being, he would understand that what kind of tragedy is taking place. But let me ask you, brothers and sisters, that is that an isolated incident? Is that something that has been done by a group that is an isolated group? No, that is not the case. This group, it's completely organized. It is funded. They have very latest weapon. The weapon they are carrying, most of the weapons are Western weapons. If you see the weapon they are using, they are being given by somebody. They are having special arms in their hands. And with that, they are killing and slaughtering people in various countries, take from Syria till Pakistan, everywhere. They have same character and same actions. But on the other hand, those countries who are saying that they are fighting with the terrorism. So let me ask you, how long is now from 9/11? How many years? Continuously they said that they are fighting with the terrorists, isn't that right? Still they are saying they are fighting with the terrorists. They would like to kill all the terrorists from this world. So they went, attacked on Afghanistan, they attacked on Iraq, but as much as they are attacking, terrorists are increasing. Not decreasing, they are increasing. They are growing, they are being strong. They are taking their stands, and they are becoming more brutal. They are not attacking in America, they are attacking in Pakistan. So that means something. They are attacking on their people. They are not attacking on embassies, why? They are not attacking people, they are running in Islamabad, in Lahore, in rest of the city, in Baghdad. But they are only attacking on their people, cutting the throats of their people, 150, 110, 140, 200, 300. That is the number they are killing people. And people from West and youth from West is joining with them. Ladies from West, they are joining with them. You don't think that this is a game? It's a complete game. It's international game. They are playing from both sides. One side they are giving weapon, another side the same people from their faith, they are being killed, they are being slaughtered. So that is the game. To break the infrastructure of Islamic countries, to divide them, to create dispute between them, that is a game. And those who are playing, they are living with the peace, they are trying to save Israel. But let me tell you one thing, that is, after all hearing, let us look at another side as well. There is a side that is scary for them, for all these powers, those who are doing that. That is scary side. That you do that, you can continue doing that, but a day will come. All these nations are going to stand together. They are going to be united. These children, I was hearing their interviews. Everybody was saying that I'm going to stand. I'm going to take the weapon in my hands. And I will take revenge of that. If they realized that what governments are involved in that, what kind of the agencies are involved in that, then they're going to come behind you as well. And a day is going to come that you are going to be running around. And these people, they are going to be behind you. Be afraid of them. But in the past, there were Shias, those who were being mourning for their Shahada. But when you continue killing various communities, these communities will realize that mourning is one of the right actions. Let us stand together. We were mourning for 14 centuries, but these people, when they realize that mourning is one of the practices that is going to make us stronger, then you will see that everybody is going to say the name of Imam Hussein. And that is the unity that, of course, it's going to be difficult. And today we can see sign of that. In the past week, on the Arba'een Julus, there were Sunni ulama, those who were leading Arba'een Julus. In many places, not only in Karachi, in many places, they came in front of the Jews and procession, and they led the procession. So they are giving this message that be afraid of that we will be standing in the future together, and this unity is going to be difficult for you, that you will not be able to survive in any country, and this is the time that you are saving, it's not going to be surviving. It is going to be the country that is going to be one of the difficult countries in this world. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide justice to this world. I ask Allah, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah strengthen our communities. give power to Muslim communities. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah erase all the suppression from the Muslim countries. May Allah clear the world from suppression. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك على كل شيء قدير بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. Can I request please stand up and move one step further.
يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح مددي يا أبا صالح مددي مددي.